In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In the Novus Ordo, or Mass of Paul VI, the last Sunday before Advent is the solemnity of Jesus Christ, King of the universe. The Feast of Christ the King was instituted by Pope Pius XI in 1925 in order to promote lasting peace and justice among the nations in the aftermath of the First World War. Pius placed that feast on the last Sunday in October so that it would lead into the month of November when we pray for the souls of the faithful departed and remember the four last things: heaven, hell, death, and judgment. And in our traditional calendar, we still keep the Feast of Christ the King on the last Sunday in October. But the last Sundays of the year can get a little complicated in the traditional calendar. In the Missal, we only have Masses for 24 Sundays after Pentecost. But in most years, there are more Sundays after Pentecost than 24. And so when that happens, the Collect, Epistle, and Gospel are taken from those Sundays after Epiphany, which were omitted earlier in the year. But this year, fortunately, everything works out, and we have exactly 24 Sundays after Pentecost, so we don't have to interpose any of the Sundays after Epiphany into the calendar. This 24th Sunday brings the ecclesiastical year to an end and prepares us for the start of Advent and the two comings of Christ: his incarnation in our world at Bethlehem some 2,025 years ago, and his second coming in glory at the end of time. The Gospel of today's Mass is taken from the eschatological discourse of the Gospel of Matthew, and it offers us images of the Great Tribulation, the destruction of Jerusalem, and the second coming of the Son of Man. Our Lord first came into our world in meekness and humility. He was born on a quiet night in the stable of a roadside inn, surrounded by farm animals. Yet he will return again in glory when the sun will be darkened and the light of the moon will fail and the stars will fall from the sky. He will be accompanied by hosts of angels and the sound of trumpets, and he will gather his elect from the farthest bounds of heaven and earth. In a famous sermon on the Last Judgment, St. Basil the Great said, "Whenever the desire to sin comes over you, I would ask that you think of the awful and overwhelming judgment seat of Christ. There the judge will sit upon a throne high and lifted up. Every creature shall stand before him, quaking because of the glory of his appearance. There we will be led up one by one to give an account for those things which we have done in this life. And presently there will be found by the sides of those who have wrought evil, much dreadful and hideous angels with faces of fire and burning breath and showing their evil will in appearance like the night in their despair and hatred of mankind. Think also of the bottomless pit, the impenetrable darkness, the lightless fire, the burning poisonous mass of worms preying upon the flesh, ever feeding and never filled, causing by their gnawing unbearable agony. Have a dread of these things, and let that dread correct you, and be as a curb to your mind to restrain it from the desire after sin. The Lord says, 'Come, my children, draw nigh unto me by good works, all you who by the new birth have become the worthy children of light. Hearken unto me, all you who have the ears of your heart opened.' Let us then prepare to meet the Lord, not in feasting and drunkenness, not in lust and impurities, but rather being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, patient, long-suffering, joyful, giving thanks to God who has delivered us from the power of darkness and made us worthy to be partakers with the saints in the light of his kingdom and in the love of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit."